So let's review. Each set of tzitzis is comprised of two white threads and two threads of tchelis, wool dyed blue with the blood of the chilazon, a certain sea creature. These threads are inserted into each corner of the garment and folded over for a total of 8 threads. Zakt de Mishnah, hatchelis einem akeves es halavan, v'halavan einem akeves hatchelis. The tchelis threads are not essential to fulfill the mitzvah of the white threads, and the white threads are not essential to fulfill the mitzvah with the tchelis threads. Therefore, as Rashi explains, e avad arbas and tchelis are arbas and lavan yatsa. If one used 4 white threads or 4 threads of tchelis, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. The Mishnah concludes, tfilah shel yad einem akeves el shel reish, v'shel reish einem akeves el shel yad. The tefillah shel reish and the tefillah shel yad are not essential to each other, and each is an independent mitzvah. The Gemara cites a related machlekes regarding tzitzis in the Braisa. Ma'akvin zeh zeh divi Rebbe, v'chacham ein ma'akvin. Rebbe holds that the white and the tchelis are essential to each other, but the Rabbanon hold they're not. And the Gemara explains the machlekes. The pasuk says, v'nosnu al tzitzis ha'konof psal tchelis, and we expound, k'siv ha'konof min konof, v'k'siv psal tchelis. The pasuk refers to threads that resemble the color of typical garments, which are white threads. And the pasuk also refers to tchelis threads. The pasuk then says, Re'isa Moisa, referring to them in the singular. Therefore, Ade'ikar Tarvayu Bechad. They're both needed to fulfill the mitzvah. However, the Rabban explained, Re'isa Moisa Kolchad L'chudei Mashma. The singular expression refers to each type of thread individually, and the pasuk teaches us that one can fulfill the mitzvah with either one. Therefore, the Gemara points out, apparently, our Mishnah, which states that the white and tchelis are not essential to each other, does not reflect Rebbe's opinion. However, the Gemara suggests, afilatema Rebbe. The Mishnah can reflect the opinion of Rebbe, and refers to specific aspects of the mitzvah. And the Gemara offers two interpretations of the Mishnah. Lavan einem akaves atchelis lekadim. The halacha that white threads are not essential for the tchelis refers to the precedence of the white over the tchelis, as a brisa rules. Mitzvah lahaktim lavan latchelis. It's preferable to insert the white threads into the garment first. But if one inserted the tchelis first, he has fulfilled his obligation but is lacking a mitzvah. And the Gemara explains, chisu mitzvah de le'ovin mitzvah in a mufchur basa mitzvah. He has not performed the mitzvah in the preferred way, but he has fulfilled his obligation. And tchelis inim akeves es halavin letalish akulit tchelis. The halacha that tchelis is not essential to the white refers to a garment that is made entirely of tchelis. In such a case, Rama Bacham explains, mitzvah lakdumi tchelis bereisha da konof min konof. It's preferable to insert the tchelis into the garment first, because the pasuk implies to insert the thread that is similar to the garment first, and in this case, it is the tchelis. Nevertheless, if one inserted the white threads first, he has fulfilled his obligation. However, Rava challenges this interpretation because midi tziva kugarm, the color of the garment does not determine the order. The pasuk always gives precedence to the white threads because they are similar to most garments. Rather, Rava explains the gardumin. The Mishnah refers to threads of the tzitzis that tore off, leaving behind some remnant. As the Bnei Rebbechiya ruled, gardumi tchelis ksherin, the remnants of tchelis are kosher. The Gemara explains, iigardim tchelis v'koi lovin, viigardim lovin v'koi tchelis leslamba. If the garment originally had both white and tchelis threads, and the white threads or the tchelis tore off and left mere remnants, the tzitzis are kosher. And the Gemara adds, kama shir gardumin, kadei la'anvan. The minimum length of an acceptable remnant is a thread long enough to tie into a slipknot. The Gemara inquires, kadei la'anvan, la'anvan kuli b'hadadi, aydim kalchad v'chad l'chudei. Does this require that the remnants be long enough to tie them together, or does it suffice if they are long enough for each thread to be tied individually? Take it, this question remains unresolved. However, the Gemara rules, alimi d'loy me'anvi, v'yavar katini me'anvi. If it's not possible to tie the remnants due to their thickness, but a thinner thread of the same length could be tied, this is certainly kosher because kol shekein d'minka mitzvasayu. The reason we require that the remnants be substantial is so that they're noticeable, and thicker remnants of the same length are even more noticeable. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the appearance of tzitzis in more detail. After the threads are inserted into the corner of the garment, they're twisted into a gedil, a braided section. The gedil is comprised of several sections called chulias, links in the braid. At the end of the gedil is a kasher, a knot. Rava then teaches tzarach likshar al kol chulya b'chulya. One must separate between each chulya by tying a knot. And Rava deduces this halacha from the Bnei Rebbechiya's ruling that gardumin are kasher, because kiven de ishtri le'iloi, ishtri le'kula. If most of the threads tore off, including the knot at the end of the braid, then the braid will unravel, invalidating the tzitzis. Clearly, as Rashi explains, yesh kasher b'chol chulya. Hilkov ki mishtari, hu kasher miskayim hagedil b'shakashar. There must be a genuine knot between each link, and so even if most of the threads tear off, the chulyas are still held together by the knots. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Dilma de Ikter. Perhaps Bnei Rebbechiya only validated remnants of tzitzis if the knots are intact. However, if the threads are full length, they might agree that the tzitzis are valid even without these knots.